Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome back to the podcast. On today's episode, we're talking about Suno AI. They are one of my favorite AI companies out currently. They just released a new version of Suno AI, as well as raised $125 million. Jaden, what's the latest on Suno?
Yeah, so I think this is cool because you heard it here first. We've been covering this company before anyone was talking about it. Showing you demos, and my background and making money off of music made this like a super interesting company for me. Congratulations to them is the first thing. $125 million they just raised from venture capital funds is a huge deal for them. One funny thing I saw when there was the announcement, people were posting about it, talking about it on X, and someone said, "You really dropped the ball by not posting this as a song as well." Anyways, so Suno AI responded, and they have a song of them talking about their fundraising announcement. They turned it into a song. So don't worry, they also made a song for it. No, I think this is super cool. I think there's a ton of ways to make money off of this. Recently, someone reached out to me, cold outreach on LinkedIn, and I'm actually going to bring them on the podcast because they sent me like a link, which was a song about why they'd be a great guest on the podcast. And I couldn't say no because I've been telling all of you this is an amazing tool for salespeople to do. So I'm going to bring them on the podcast, talk about AI and marketing at some point. Look out for that. But yeah, I think this is amazing. There's so much here. Jamie, tell us about the new feature that you're seeing on Suno.
One of the major features is that now that you can generate up to a 4-minute song, which is quite impressive. That's more of a, you know, normal length. I think when they first started, it was a 2-minute song, which is still better than competitors, but 4 minutes is amazing especially for things like YouTube, video production. 4 minutes is just a great length. The other thing is that they had a really cool post on Twitter. They made a song from a sound. So he did like a little beat with like a watering can on a rail, and it said, "Make it psychedelic rock." And the song it generated off the beat was awesome. So I thought that was a really kind of clever idea, combining your text input with also audio input. Jaden, did you see anything else as far as the upgrade? What's coming out? Any features?
Yeah, okay. So, well, I want to touch on that because I think that's really interesting. Number one, there's like all this news from like 2 days ago where Slash, he's the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, and he's going on this like tour talking about how he's really concerned about AI and music, and he doesn't like what he's seen, and everyone's going to have the same music, and it's just going to like regurgitate and generate like really similar music. Okay, I totally disagree with him on this because this is amazing, some of the new things you're able to do. Like you mentioned, with this new thing where you can take like an item and turn it into a sound and turn it into a song, I think we're gonna have so many unique songs, and this is gonna enable anyone to do this. And it reminds me of, you know, someone that's very famous at this is Charlie Puth, I believe. Shucks, there's a handful of YouTubers I used to watch a ton of where they would do this. They would make noises from like clicking or flicking on a light switch or like clapping or just making a noise with something and then turn it into a beat and a song. And it was like impressive and amazing, but it's only because they knew like how to add reverb and like auto tune and like do all this crazy stuff to like, I just don't have the technical capabilities to do that. But I might, you know, think like, oh man, the clicking of my like fan button sounds really cool. This would be a cool beat. I have no idea how to turn it into that. So when people get mad that it becomes easier, I'm like, no, it's just going to make more people be able to do cool stuff. So like the demo that Suno did on X was that they had like a watering can and they're tapping it on a rail. It sounded like an amazing beat once they turned it into it. And it looked just like a lot of these YouTubers that I followed in the past that did similar things. I don't know how to use that software. This does it for me. I have the cool idea. I'm going to make the beat with a watering can and I'm going to make the strumming sound with like, I don't know, an elastic band. And I could just make sounds out of everything around me and you're going to get really, really unique stuff. So I disagree with Slash, with all due respect. And I think that this is going to be super interesting for making new music, for making money off of it, for making background sounds for, like, imagine, Jamie, if all of the music on your YouTube channel was like stuff that you generated. I don't know, I just think it's so cool.
Well, I think I mentioned that already. I am currently using Suno for my YouTube videos. I canceled my Epidemic Sound because that's $18 a month, and Suno is free. So I already have been using them. What you were talking about reminded me of back in the day when they would take like news clips. Someone would take like a funny news clip and turn it into like an auto-tune song. I'm waiting for someone to do that. Yeah. You know, be able to upload like either like a funny audio clip of the conversation, turn it into a song. I think that'll be really fun to see what happens. I think already Suno is winning because a lot of the content people have made with it has kind of gone viral because it's clever. Like I saw one where on Instagram, it was a funny Facebook Marketplace conversation about like they were selling something and it was just kind of a ridiculous conversation, but they turned it into a song. I thought that was pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I think I've seen that video too. I know what you're talking about, by Looplin or something, but yeah, that's awesome. One thing that I was thinking that would be interesting is, you know, I follow a lot of YouTubers and they use a consistent style of sound effects for their videos, right? So like there's one in particular and it's not even like specifically in their niche. There's just one that he like comments on, like, it's so funny because like I'm from Canada, but I don't live there. So I sort of am interested in what's going on there, but I live in America. Anyways, there's this like one YouTuber and he comments on like Canadian politics, and all of the sound effects on his channel are like video game sound effects. So I don't know. It's just like, it's like his editing style and like what he does. And to me, it's like cool. Like that's like his, you know, he kind of carved out his style and his niche and like his content. I could see the same thing with music where like you could make a specific style of music with specific sound effects. And or even that, like if you have a sound effect pack like that, like this guy could go take all of the video game sound effects, make a bunch of songs out of it. Now he's got like 20 songs with like video game sound effects that he uses to essentially, you know, like make all the background stuff for his thing. So I think there's a lot of really cool things you could do there. And yeah, I'm excited to see what kind of creativity people end up making for this.
So cool. So cool. Well, if you enjoyed this podcast or got any value out of it, please leave us a review. We really appreciate that. Also, feel free to ask us any questions on there. We love to answer them on the podcast and talk about what you guys are interested. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.